Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15 in letter number 5549, Baruch Hashem, the 27th day of Sivan Tovshi, Zion, Brooklyn, Abosi Bechosid, with the titles here, Morenu Chaim Shol Zev Sheyichya Bachur, in Johannesburg. Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, here the Rebbe is fundraising, helping a fundraiser. There used to be an individual, his name was Rabbi Weinberg. He has a lot of credit in Chabad, but one of his things that he did, he translated the Tanya, he gave it on the radio, on the daily, the Shir Tanya, and he was involved in many different activities. But his main job, originally, the Rebbe helped him, and he put him on his feet. He made him into a fundraiser. He went to collect money for the yeshiva. And, you know, eventually, you know, he did very well for himself as well, eventually. But who helped him and who advocated him? It was the Rebbe. So he went to raise funds for the Lubavitch Yeshiva in Johannesburg. And here the Rebbe, and we found out in the past already, the Rebbe has written for Rabbi Weinberg in the past as well. We had several letters. So the Rebbe says, first Rebbe says, you must have received my response to your letter. The Rebbe already answered him. And like I said, unlike the Rebbe every time confirms. The Rebbe, apparently he didn't confirm it. But the Rebbe says, you must have gotten my answer, that you received it a long time ago. But why am I writing to you now is in connection with the traveling of the Rebbe gives a lot of titles. Yosef Alevi Sheyichya Weinberg is going to your country in a good hour, b'shol toiva. So the Rebbe says, basically, I know on my own that you don't need me to tell you to help him. That although I'm sure that you will do everything that hinges upon you, that he should succeed in his mission of raising the necessary funds and more. But the Rebbe still says, I'm still writing to you because I'm taking into consideration the saying of our sages of blessed memory. They say, Ein mezarzin elo lemezurozim. You don't encourage only those who are already encouraged. Well, if they're already encouraged, why do they need encouragement? But it means even those that are encouraged need encouragement. So based on that, the Rebbe says, I also want to write you my request about this. And as the Alter Rebbe expresses himself, it's only needed for extra to accomplish through my writing for additional. In other words, you're going to do already a lot. I want you to do even more than that. I want for extra to help him out. So the Rebbe says, which means, self-understood, I'm not talking just to you to increase your contribution and things like that. But this also includes your influencing on friends and good friends. And also that these good friends should do what is up to them to the success of this mission. Rebbe wants him to get his friends and then his friends together, his friends to help him out. And the blessed Hashem who gave the Torah a mitzvah, who gives the Torah and mitzvahs and commands us the mitzvahs. And these students of Tomchet Mimim, which they're raising funds for, they are being raised in the path of love and fear of Hashem. In addition, also through learning Chassidus, which teaches us how to reach to the love and the fear of Hashem. So, therefore, Hashem already promised the reward for everyone who is invested, works to strengthen and to spread education. the Eibishter promised that in everything that they need, whether it's health, their livelihood, and true nachas, joy, which is Yiddish nachas, from children and grandchildren may they live. So the Rebbe is writing to him basically to help out Rabbi Weinberg, to get others to help out, to make sure that he is successful. And the Rebbe says, I bless you for good news in all of the above and with joy and gladness of heart. So, like I said, the Rebbe helped at raising the funds. So the Rebbe was there to help him out. So the Rebbe is writing to him that when he comes there to do whatever he can and see to get the people involved, and the Rebbe blesses them with success. So.